It's the job of the Army Corps of Engineers to help barges move up and down the Mississippi. The Corps has channeled the river and dredged soil from the bottom to deepen it. It has built walls along the sides, called levees, to prevent flooding. And its lock and dam system has converted the river into a stairway of pools, allowing it to control the river's flow. The Corps has spent billions of dollars to build and maintain these systems. Critics say these expensive projects amount to a huge subsidy for the barging industry. And they say these projects are destroying the river's ecosystem. Dan McGinnis leads the Upper Mississippi River Campaign of the National Audubon Society. He says the damage to the river isn't always obvious.
People oftentimes think that the river looks pretty good, and it looks not much different than it did 40 or 50 years ago. But most of the damage on the river is what you can't see. It's below the water.
McGinnis is concerned that the Corps' new plans will cause even more damage. But industry groups want the Corps to build newer, bigger locks. Barges have doubled in size since the first locks were built. To fit through, barges must now separate into two pieces and then reconnect on the other side. Chris Brescia is the president of Mark 2000, the Midwest Area River Coalition, a barge industry group. During peak season, he says, the wait time at a lock can be over 24 hours.
And remember, that's at each lock. That's not just at one lock.
And there are 29 locks on the Upper Mississippi River. In April, the Corps will release a study detailing how to improve the river. The Corps abandoned an earlier version of the study after they were caught falsifying data to justify increased funding. This time around, the Corps has promised to work with environmental groups and to look at ecosystem restoration alternatives as well as navigation improvements. The study is sure to stir up fierce debate about one of our country's greatest water resources and about how that resource and our tax dollars should be used. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Catherine Glover.